deep understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Welcome to the Interstellar Earth Alliance, hosted by Viking. Take a journey where no one has truly ever gone before. Exploring the infinite timelines of reality expressed through the crystalline grid of humanity that we know as the divine expression of love and light. So, welcome all terrestrial and extraterrestrial beings as well. So be it. And so shall it be. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
So, welcome to another session of the Interstellar Earth Alliance. We're down the rabbit hole of galactic perspective, and joined today with William Conrad Zijdeveld. This is the Viking. That might suggest it here. Any and all information that we are bringing in and through the alliance today is being currently channeled into and through the Elemental Galactic Conscious Expression Crystalline Unity Conscious Grid, also known as Aurora Network of Humanity. So be it, so shall it be. Well, the events are starting to unfold. This is the culmination of the end game. You know, we have the they are, you know, the consortium of dark and evil, you know, the cabal, the deep state, the Zarian mafia, you know, just however you want to label it, their consortium. Acting as a faction, acting independently, because they're all right now in their modus operandi of survival, trying to maintain their stranglehold, trying to maintain their control. So what is it to blow up a $10 billion bridge? I mean, it's like, and just to think that we're going to see it as a glitch or a mistake or that the boat was hacked, or, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, what are they thinking? What are we thinking? Because we're still thinking, still in this mode of survival across the planet. I mean, they're in survival, we're in survival. I mean, it's the same old game. And it's not, and it's not shifting. At least it's not shifting as we would like to see it, as quick as we'd like to see it. Then it's not our decision here. Things are shifting in some sort of divinity or divine order, you know, of this controlled chaos. I say controlled because it has to occur, but it has to occur in a way that's going to be awakening more of mankind into humanity. You know, starting to rattle the cages. You know, there is a cage where, you know, people are still out there, just completely asleep at the wheel. Don't even realize that they're in a cage. The cage of their illusion. That they have brought up brought on to themselves. And I'm having to have time on the phone again, so I'm getting into distortions. But so they drop a bridge, so they continue with their false flags in the Middle East, continue with their, money laundering operation in Ukraine. Why? Because they can. They can't get away with this. This is their thinking, that we're stupid, that we're sheeple, that could be directed and controlled off a cliff, like lemmings, all holding a sign that says woke. And, woke to their agenda, controlled agenda, to their web of deceit, to their false propaganda. So mainstream media, national propaganda radio, NPR, all the politicians and scripted politicians and our doctors and lawyers, they're all in this game of the long game of deceit and this controlled agenda, completely subjugating us and keeping us in this malaise of illusion and delusion. We are creating it. We are accepting it to be true. We believe what they're telling us. They're feeding us a script. They are the directors. We are the actors, and we basically bring it to reality because we believe what they're saying to be true. So because of our belief in our thinking, in our abstinence of absolute judgment and resentment and expectations of how we think we need to negotiate our lives and survival, and these ones were addiction, filling the void, carnal pursuits to fill the void of our absolute despair. We have to give our power away and create this illusion. We create it. We're responsible. We bring this deceit and illusion and this false reality, this matrix, this hologram alive. They're just directing it. They're just directing the sheeple here, the herd. Oh, look over here. Don't look there. Look there. Don't look over here. And, this is what's happening, and believe this and believe that. And we do. So who's responsible? We are. This is where we have to wake up. Wake the F up. Look at your role in this. The fact that you still argue and still want to make it, want to change people's perspective and save people, and you still have judgment, resentment, expectations, and think you know what's going on, and you just want it all to end and go back to normal. And this is like, this is our own deceit, personal deceit that we have conscripted to their deceit. And bought into their illusions and of this subjugated reality that we know is the matrix or this hologram, grand hologram. It's AI. But it's organic AI. Because we created this organic AI, this illusion, by believing it to be true. Through our dogmatic, pragmatic structure of this illicit deceit, we have brought it into this reality. So the end game here, I can't see past the eighth, man. I just still can't see past the eighth. Something, and I'm not just saying it's going to be a doomsday or a game changer. Well, it could be a game changer, but we just have to really be on point here. Be on guard, in our vanguard of this, our higher sense of being, be on point in the dreams and the visions we are receiving at this time. I can't see past the eighth, and I'm not sure what that means, but. Except that I believe the new temporal reality of some sort is going to manifest. And, it has to do with the eighth. you know, it has to do with the, you know, the Great American Eclipse, whatever, solar eclipse. Also, they're going to be activating CERN, the Hydra Collider, trying to create a dimensional portal reality. You know, there's scuttlebutt that there's a lot of dark angels here that are quarantined, that want to leave this planet, and they can't because this planet is under quarantine. Yet there's no, they're not letting any people in or out. So they're scuttlebutt that they want to create a portal so they can leave and come back to their dark world to subjugation, control, and disease. So we'll see, you know, how exactly it's all going to play out here. But as I said, we have to be very aware of our part in this. And that's going to be the topic of the show today is what is our part? How can we play our part? How can we manifest our part? How can we just become in this, non-scripted, and find our contrition, you know, how we can surrender into a higher platform of our essential being. That we're all going to be manifesting, creating a brand new platform of our creative will, you know, into the benevolence of humanity on this planet. Now, how can we co-create this unity, crystalline unity consciousness? So Conrad, how are you, sir? And you have a cosmic report for us today.
Yes, I'm just doing really great. I have one of my books in front of me from my library. It's called The Pleiadian Method, Time of Awareness. It was written in 1990. It was written by Randolph Pointer, who wrote it. And I thought I'd just give a really short excerpt. There's contact from the Pleiades, which is a lot different now, where things include on the internet, we with graphics. Each one a different message, and there's dozens of these messages from the Pleiadians. And creation moved to allow alteration of an old spirit to a world was admired. The unseen head of Pleiadian consciousness lay guided in one incidental life. He would be watched over and stay forward. The importance of the new lifetime be understated. Pleiadians were aware of the difficult times to come in the new age, which we're in now. To the new prophet, they would see if through the wisdom of thousands of years of accumulated lifetime, find their way into the hearts and minds of the people of the world. Of the seven Pleiadians who helped guide, one was an elderly man named Seth. He decided to watching over the young Edward and seeing for his education. In each lifetime, the years of material life to awaken the sleeping spiritual memories and bring them to wisdom and abilities would be needed to perform his mission. In this lifetime, it would be Stephan's job to connect with spirit form that become Edward and prepare him for his task ahead. Now, this happened in Switzerland, where Edward was born. And Ephes was high above the earth in his spaceship and could sense that Edward was responding to his request and was now waiting for him in the forest. Pleiadian spacecraft was located inward by his brain pattern and quickly darted down to the atmosphere of Earth and headed for Switzerland. Edward looked up and saw a small silver dot in the sky. It was suddenly streaked down to him like a flash of light and quickly appeared on the ground as a pair of boots. It was unlike anything he had seen before. Craft had arrived quickly without making a sound and gently set down in the meadow where Edward was waiting. From inside the ship, Cephas had police scanned the area to make sure that there were no one else around before he stepped out of the craft. Edward seemed very calm for a young boy of 7 and followed Cephas into the center directly. Within a few seconds, the craft left with no motion felt. Edward had no idea where he was and looked out a window and could see the earth below. This was exploring that in that short ride that a fleeting craft would include some of the old memories in Edward's mind and cause him to search himself for the meaning. Cephas wanted him to discover for himself how he had lived many previous lives during which he had been in similar spacecraft. Cephas didn't say a word in a powerful thought as the craft quickly returned to Earth and quietly settled back down to the ground. Edward was still wordless and seemed in deep thought. Had not heard on the entire trip, but was content with the experience that Edward's mind was making some old connections. Billy turned to look at Edward's ship and it had vanished just suddenly as it had appeared without making a sound. Edward was suddenly left in the forest to walk home with a lot of new ideas in his head. These ideas would take him some time to sort out. The reason I brought this forward is because that contact with the Pleiadian was so no different as what we have now, where we can see dozens, I think, of messages completely neatly done and put up by on a website that is the Pleiadian messages called Black Eye Presents. And so we're able to get these information off the website, which are much more different because it's been another 20 years of this cold ray seeing what's going on Earth, informing this ascension process that's going on right now. So I'm going to turn it back over to Viking for a moment or two here, and then I'm going to give a message about what's happening right now.
Okay. Well, yes, it is much different. I mean, they actually, I mean, go back to 1947 when Admiral Byrd, he basically flew to Antarctica, trying to discover the North Pole and encountered the Darthan portal, in a tropical environment, where he was tractor beamed in and escorted into the into a mountain, and were given instructions to give to his commander a plea for humanity on this planet, but they, basically they went south. And what alarmed them was the nuclear holocaust that occurred in Japan, which would have alarmed the Agarthans. And that's why they brought the tractor beam and allowed Admiral Byrd to witness their civilization, which if anybody else flew over the North Pole, they would just see ice, you know, through a light bending, you know, their climb dilation technology, you know, but they were to actually witness and see their beautiful, tropical paradise that they've created. And again, in a portal of dimension or dimensional reality that's, again, the frequency value for any of us to be able to go through and experience these portals of these dimensional realities, where you even to engage with the, Pleiadians on their ship, we need to be of a higher frequency. We can't be locked in, loaded in this finite time matrix hologram that we are all, you know, kind of toying with here, fighting our exit or, you know, at least in the game, not playing the game. This is what I often say. I'm in the game, but I'm not playing the game. I still have to negotiate my liabilities of existence. You know, we got our bills to pay, and we have certain obligations that we need to, let's go fortify our existence here based on our creative will. But again, this is like it's a frequency value. They can't come down here, we can't go up there, and we have to merge and somehow, you know, find a temporal zone of mutual exchange here. So I want to kind of go into a little bit about this preparation for the eclipse, you know, because it is major. I mean, there's going to be a huge window opening up. You can call it a window, you can call it a portal, you can call it these light, this intuitive value of being able to channel your higher guides and oversoul or get these visions and get these, it's going to be, a quickening, if that's the best way that I can understand it. It's a quickening of our essential being and our freedom of awareness. It's going to kind of crystallize. If you so desire, if you so will it, it's going to give a more of a higher state of understanding and vision, intuitive vision. This again, going into your upper, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th chakra, where that oversoul is going to become more exploited in your conscious awareness. It's going to be activated, DNA activation. You're allowing your DNA to be reprogrammed with these viral contagions being eliminated, the new light and sound and ones and zeros and your creative manifestation to be able to redefine the signet of your expression. Signet being a singularity. Redefining who you are. Who are you? Why are you here? You're redefining the temporal zone that you are currently negotiating. You are redefining the temporal zone that you are negotiating into more of a zero point of non-time. He's just like saying where time is going. It's bending. It's leaving its temporal parameter. Of being the vessel of our illusion and delusion and this hologram. It's disintegrating. It's warping. It's time bending. It's just like, where is time gone? Well, time is gone. You know, when you're in your zero point of non-time and your creative will, your self-mastery, your and your platform is coming from your heart and your passion of life, time's gone. You know, where did time go? You know, you're hiking or you're gardening, you're biking or surfing. And where did time go? You know, all of a sudden you look out, the sun is setting and he's just like, you got three cups of coffee in front of you and a half eaten sandwich but you got this beautiful, you know, exploits of your creative will on canvas or eating or you're gardening or whatever. Yeah, you know, it's like you're in non-time. Time is dissolving as we start to enter this new platform of negotiation. And this is it. This is what we refer to here by understanding what this new platform of negotiation is. It's coming from the heart. And you have this new vestige of understanding through your clairs, intuitive will. Your intuition is alive, channeling your oversoul. Where all these new creative visions and epiphanies and moments and creative ideas are spawned. Your higher oversoul. It's you looking at you. And you're just channeling, you know, in unison, you know, again, there's no disconnect. Zero point of non-time. You're just this vessel, this new vessel of just absolute passion. Creative will, you get this genius where all these great minds went. I mean, these great minds had, you know, was able to achieve this grandeur of expression from their oversoul by just finding this atoning, atonement with who they truly are. You know, the void of this subjugation. This is why they're ostracized and deemed crazy and anarchists and, you know, these poets and painters were all always trying to, you know, in their creative will, especially back in the Edwardian and Victorian days, you know, that their art and literature and music was designed to, you know, wake up the masses because they saw through it. With great minds, and we have this ability by going into our oversoul. This is the eclipse. It's going to activate even more of this temporal zone of this infinity. You know, expose the bifurcation of this duality and, you know, allow us to trifurcate into our higher essence of being. Even you know, this bifurcation, you know, the woke and the awakened and the people that are caught up in the matrix and those that are, you know, kind of running their ploys of self-discovery and thinking that they know what they want and thinking they know what's happening and they're vegan, they're yogis, they're meditating, they're running off to a mountain, a sadhu, and you know, this is going to save them. And this is, you know, this is all still thought construct. Just be who you are. Without any kind of, you know, thinking that you need, just thinking in general, you start seeing, you know, the parameters of this new dynamics of self-expression, employing all of your 12 chakras, 12 DNA strands, and, you know, your triple helix of your alpha, beta, gamma, you know, trifurcating into your true essence of being, you know, your frequency and your, the elevation of your magnetics will then be able to tie into this new expression, this brand new expression that we're all co-creating, you know, in the benevolence of humanity in this new golden age. But just being who you are, so important to start to, develop and envelop this new concept. Like, you can't be in first grade forever. At some point, you have to leave this whole conscript of subjugation into your true essential essence of being, Conrad.
Leading High Council. Greetings. I am Mira. I work full time on the Earth Council the ascension of this planet. This ascension is the focal point, which is on Earth right now. Nothing more important than it is moving swiftly on this one. This is transitional time, not a time to follow the anxious path, to follow the path of life. Some of you may be having recurring dreams about what you will be doing and are learning about yourself. Some of you may be very tired and need a lot more sleep, quiet. Few of you are being affected by all of the solar activities which are necessary for the activation of the wave of love, also known as the solar flash. Please be assured that all is in good hands, that the Creator is with you, along with the most adept experienced miners of light and creation. You have nothing to worry about. There are some who don't believe in the event, but they will experience regardless. Best thing to allow your body, what it needs, to experience some of these energies, solar activities. This has sped rapidly in the last few months. You have a few more people to go through as you make your own way fully into the fifth dimension and higher. Your bodies are still adjusting and adapting to these energies. You may have new preferences for food or what you want to wear or who you want to be with or who you are, who and what you are doing. Please pay attention to what you are doing, with whom you are doing it, and whom you are spending time with. See how it feels to be with some of these people. Do you feel uplifted and inspired? Do you feel great? Your energy is valuable and important. It needs to be directed in correct places. You also need to keep your frequency high. Do not let others lower it by their behavior or frequency. This can be challenging. Make room in your life for all that uplift that inspires you, like Viking was saying, for what brings you joy and happiness. Create this in context of beauty and sweetness. Allow magic and miracles to flow in abundance, everything that you need. Pay attention to everything that is going on around you. Listen to your body's senses, what is telling you under every circumstance in which you find yourself, what feels right and what doesn't. This is all part of the great awakening. Listening going on within humanity that teaches the heart and the soul in a profound way. With this deepening, you will see that which resonates with your heart. With this deepening, you will only do that which resonates within your heart. Therefore, you will be making new choices and changes that are in alignment with these feelings. Yep, takes you to the truth. And of course, the truth will set you free. It was set up to be that way so that humanity could find its way out of the dark. Too many incarnations on Earth, humanity has had to muscle through life based on lies and deception. The light has touched our hearts. So that this old overshadowing will no longer be supreme. This is part of the ascension. I am part of the ascension, I am happy to say. Before you come to the earth, you made promise to creation you would see through easy times through. You said you would provide your light and love and energy to assist in raising the consciousness, the earth, all of the life upon it. You were chosen specifically for this time. You have done well, very well. Thank you. We are grateful for all that you have done. The very best of the ascension team. You are the chosen ones, and you are deeply loved and appreciated throughout all of creation. I am Mira, loving you in every aspect of this ascension process. Channeled by Valerie Donner. The next message is from the Pleiadians, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Viking, and then there's plenty more to bring on.
Yes. Yes. Good. Well, what's interesting here is that we're not creating anything new. You know, this whole grand experiment and this exercise we all signed up for. You know, the call went out, you know, we're doing grand experiments and you all rush to the roster to sign up for the best of the best of the best and to come down and to thwart this pathology and to create an antigen of free expression and the true sense of being through our creative will. You know, which completely just brings our alpha, beta, gamma strands in full potent of their central awareness and being. I mean, this is it. I mean, we have been, the alpha, beta, gamma strands have been subjugated and the chakras and DNA to our base three, you know, survival. I mean, emotional, sexual and instinctual, you know, just this is how they control us through just the base three. And we're here to create the antigen of this pathology, this perversion of love. Every expression is of love. See the love coming from our hearts and our passion of life, where it's coming from a perversion of dominance, of thinking it needs this to survive in his carnal pursuits of sexual depravity, emotional, you know, control and dominance through fear, and just our instinct to survive, just to survive. That's how they've controlled us. And so breaking this code, this matrix, is a code, it's ones and zeros that have been absolutely weaponized, you know, the sacred male, the left side of the brain, weaponized in this modality. It's coming to light. And I really like the, again, I've shared this so often, it's one of my favorite quotes from the Bible, empty that cup, so they may be filled, the light of Christ, the light of Christ, Christ consciousness. Jesus was channeling and expressing and sharing his Christ consciousness. And emptying thy cup, what are we emptying here? We're emptying all of the nuances of our illusions and perversions and need to survive and to thinking in those, you know, what's right and wrong in a judgment, expectation and resentment of those around us and the protocols that we're having to endure, you know, lack, you know, being able to find the compassion and forgiveness of our part in this, in this grand experiment. And again, surrendering the edicts of the ego, the weaponized, left side of the brain, as it will continue its perversions of creating through, the limitations of its will by just absolutely backstabbing and, you know, through its perversions of manipulation and selling out and, you know, in this controlled agenda, needs and wants of addiction, you know, trying to fill the void with carnal pursuits, the perversions of these pursuits. We are surrendering. You know, we're upgrading. We're leaving this old parameter, this old paradigm behind. Everything that you thought that you knew to be true and everything that you have been conscripted in this dogmatic, pragmatic belief structures of this time warp, this finite time warp, you know, the whole vessel of time, the, you know, the substrate, construct, and abstracts of our duality and belief and how we have negotiated through our beliefs. What we believe to be true is what manifests our reality as a mass consciousness on this planet of dystopia. We are awakening. This is the awakening. You know, we're wakening up. You know, we're not being part of this regime. We're emptying our cup, our vessel, our soul has been encrusted and clouded over and just warped into this perversion of existence. Because we have believed what we're being fed as a script to be true. So we are emptying thy cup. All these illusions, all these protocols, the dogmatic, pragmatic, do's and don'ts, and you're either with us or against us, and look over there, don't look here, look here, don't look over there, and you know, leave this to be true, and you know, this is a mental holocaust of just grandeur. I mean, it's masterful how they've duped us and kept us enslaved through our own will of choice, how we chose our lives. It's masterful. But the antigen is waking up and coming into our passion of life, finding the forgiveness and understanding and this true reflection, again, just surrendering all these protocols of judgment, resentment, expectations of life, of what we think we know to be true as we are trying to survive. And these wants for addiction to carnal pursuits, trying to fill the void of our absolute just illiquidity in our soul essence. Emptying thy cup. We are rising above it. We are no longer participating. We are pulling our plug. We're no longer being drained. We are awakening. And this awakening, the wake of the awakening is the ascension. So we're emptying thy cup, built of light of Christ, Christ being our reflection of our oversoul in unison with our omniversal presence of being as one. You know, this is where we, you know, it's you looking at you. You are the one you're waiting for. You are the one that will create this new paradigm of your salvation and contrition through surrendering all that was. And finding forgiveness in this that we had to experience. We had to experience it. We had to go through the debauchery and the perversions and the mythology and this absolute, disgust in order to understand these parameters. So we can now, you know, with the swing of the pendulum, develop and create, manifest, and channel the antigen, which is now negotiating from our heart chakra, being the passion, our passion of life, you know, that we can co-create this benevolence of humanity in this new golden age, you know, just by being who we are. And this is what they're saying, be on board. You know, or are you going to miss the train? At least this first round. There will be another, there'll be two more rounds. But why not just, you know, jump on board this first round? And this eclipse that's happening here is going to be a major piece of the puzzle, you know, of your understanding and activation and just seeing with brand new, you know, eyes to see and ears to hear, to be this channel of your intuition, of your oversoul. So there's a preparation, you know, again, we have to prepare for this eclipse. And on Monday, which is going to be the 1 week, it's the midpoint of the lunar and solar eclipse. I'm going to be starting my fast. We'll talk more about that in the second hour and how the preparation of this is so important. Conrad.
I am Kelly Hall, commander of the ascending ship, a Pleiadian spaceship. My heart fills with joy when I arrive here and I can be so close to all of you. Be assured, I feel every heart that misses my messages when I am away. But everything has its own time. We aren't here to speak foolish words or to show off my coming so often and constantly. It has to be purpose and reason. Today I want to bring you a soft energy. Your occurrences are increasing every day. Many people admit that there may be in only their hearts don't yet reflect peace and tranquility, but many want even say dread. But soon, very soon, this will change because we will show you that we are here to help you, not to attack you in any way. Our hearts are totally filled with unconditional love, but we would never do anything to assault or try to manipulate the mind of anybody on this planet or any other planet. So history. We have been on your planet for a long, long time. We are the basis of your genetics. When the beings of this planet were created, many some extraterrestrial beings were used. For the most part, Earth is present. We brought knowledge and we brought evolution to the planet millions of years ago. Whole civilizations were based on our teachings. No, I'm not bragging by saying that. We are only participated in this process. Many other races were united with us in this great project. Koreans, Syrians, and mainly race. But I can assure you that most of it is ours. We practically infuse everything that exists on your planet today. We know that of some point we also made the mistake as if we had abandoned you to the fate of those who arrived here. We are not going to give excuses here, or are we going to keep giving explanations? Because the process of the arrival of these people was put on the experience that is now lived on planet Earth. For the last few millennia, there was nothing we could do. We were part of the whole deal of the project to feed Earth. But the human race got carried away and got on board with the ideas that others brought here. We aren't blaming anyone here because many people until today have not yet let themselves be involved. So there were always free will. As humanity grew, there were those who wanted to hold power over others on the planet. But if we were to stay here telling you the story, it would take too long for us to tell you everything. And be sure that one day you will know everything and how it happened, and all the answers will come to you in your mind. We have nothing to hide. No one does. And there is nothing to hide because the truth is there, and the truth will be free, totally open for all to know. We will only take a lot of unconditional love for you to understand the great logic of love, that when science, the planet, and all of the events and decisions are recorded in the Akashic Records of the universe, and the Akashic Records of the Earth. Thank you very much.
Well, the only contention I have here is they sound like they're trying to be our savior. That's not the role that we're looking for here. That's not what we're trying to anticipate or look for or expect. I mean, again, the arrival and the integration of these higher races, and there's more than, you mentioned three or four, there's dozens. On this planet alone, there's probably, I think I was shown there's over 33 galactic races that have representation of their soul grouping. Again, all of you out there, you want to see a galactic or elemental or conscious expression, go look in the mirror. You know, you're tethering their genetics. You know, for, you know, if you look, just look at all the races on this planet, they all have soul grouping. They're all seated here. It's more than just the Pleiadians. I have a little bit of a contention with the Pleiadians only because they think they're the master race, or, you know, they kind of like, you know, always tout their, you know, anybody that's touting their existence, you know, I have to question. You know, they're in this as much as anybody else with their emotional pathology. Again, this is the reason why we're here, is to create this new renaissance of sensuality and sexuality in these galactic realms. Because they've been weaponized. You know, third being our emotions. You know, easily weaponized through fear and chaos and the distortion of our ego. This is what plagued these galactic races. So they had to do an emotional lobotomy. It's easier than trying to figure out how to, you know, find this new expression that we're all here. We sign it, singularity here. Trying to create this antigen of this pathology so we can have free expression of our sensuality and sexuality and our emotional value, you know, in unison with our creative will, giving a more of a explicit expression of our true sense of being, not being subjugated in this hologram. Organic AI, again, organic AI, we create it through our belief. We're responsible here. Again, we're just fed the scripts. Our puppeteers giving us the scripts. National Propaganda Radio, NPR, mainstream media, doctors, politicians, scientists. Oh, yeah, I believe in the science and global warming and carbon, and we got to kill off the cows and Eat bug burgers to survive. You know, own nothing and be happy. this is the script that we have bought into. You know, and this is the awakening. It's coming to terms that we have this protocol, this mission to awaken to our true essence of being, activating our 12 strands of DNA and 12 chakras and the triple helix, which holds this value, alpha, beta, gamma. You know, allowing full expression into our super omniversal and omnipresence of being as we manifest our creative will, the passion of life. In a way that's never ever been done before in galactic history, guys, gals, and gods and goddesses. We are creating this new expression of life. Expression of our relationship to life and the benevolence of not only humanity, but the benevolence of this galaxy. You are of a soul grouping. Not just Pleiadians. Pleiadians are okay, but I just kind of just don't like their hierarchy. And we're at the top of the hour here. This is the Interstellar Earth Alliance. We're down the rabbit hole, Galactic Perspective. Joined your name with Conrad, it's the Viking. And yeah, I want to get in more about how we can prepare for this eclipse and moving full forward here. You know, we'll see in the second half.
Gentlemen, your lives are becoming more difficult as the life force of your world is draining away. Have you noticed that as everything around you seems to decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers. None of their plans and directives have solved your problems or made your life better. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice, and you thought it was noble. They said if you worked for yourself and your family, that you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel ashamed. They denounced the leaders of industry as greedy exploiters. You agreed. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people. To everyone within the range of my voice, you now have a choice to make. If you decide to support the notion of sacrifice enforced by the state, your game is up. Your world is in a downward spiral, and you will ride it down to destruction. But if you share the values, if you believe that your life is a sacred possession for you to make the most of, if you want to live by the judgment of your own mind, not edicts from the state, then follow our lead. Do not support your own oppressors. Stop letting the system exploit you. Form your own communities on the frontiers of your crumbling world. Your rulers hold you by your endurance to carry the burdens they impose, by your generosity when you hear cries of despair, and above all, by your innocence which cannot grasp the depths of their evil. The world you are living in is the world they wanted. Leave them to it. Those who are eager to build a better world, a world of freedom and opportunity, a world based on mutual respect In that world, you will not receive alms, nor pity, nor forgiveness of sins, but honor, respect, and justice. Don't let the fire go out spark by irreplaceable spark in confusion and despair. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. It's your world. Take it. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, we're back. Another what? Another session. I don't know why I keep on using the word session. So I feel like I'm in a therapist's office or doctor's office or something. But another session of the Interstellar Earth Alliance. We're down the rabbit hole of galactic perspective. We're joining in with William Conrad Zidervelt. This is the Viking. You know, on the break, I was just kind of really, the concept to get, trying to get across to understand the simplicity of what we're doing here is just like letting go of this mirage, this hologram, this false concepts that we have been programmed. You know, the viruses in our DNA, implants and programs of our conscious awareness. Which manifests as viruses in our DNA. The programs and implants. These contagions. You know, just the belief structure. I mean, being completely weaponized. As we keep on sharing, you know, we just fed the script and we be true. And so we manifest as our reality. It becomes a mass hysteria, a mass dystopia. So waking up is a protocol. It's very much what I was reminded of on the break was the Truman Show with Jim Carrey, where he just lived his whole life in this bubble. And at the end, he had this kind of like the courage and the will to break free and to seek his, you know, freedom out of this illusion. It's very similar. I mean, with this is not rocket science. This is just switching, again, doing the 180. You're leaving this old paradigm of corruption, deceit, controlled agenda, despair, fear, and chaos. What it should have, could have, and you know, you're either with us or against us, the dogmatic, pragmatic belief structure. You know, if you're not with us, you're the devil. And, I mean, this is, I mean, what kind of a life is this? So it's always have to live under the scrutiny of this perversion. It's monumental, but it can be thwarted by just your own personal decisions and actions that you are, you have to visualize it. You can't be thinking. You know, the discipline here, the spiritual discipline, spirit, spark of life, spirit, spiritual discipline. Again, that which gets you up in the morning with a smile on your face and kick in your step. That gets you through the day, your spiritual discipline, staying true to yourself, whether you're active with a workout program and a diet and a routine, and you have certain ways of entertaining yourself, keeping yourself in your passion of life, your discipline to stay true, to make sure you're out in nature, you're drinking plenty of water, you're eating the right foods, you're listening to the right music, you're entertaining the right people, to keep your passion of life alive and nurtured, and celebrated, and validated, spiritual discipline. Again, you don't have to, this is done out of your love for life, not contrition. This is done out of your love for life, reflective of who you are, your passion. It gives you full spectrum of your essential being, your creative will, your self-mastery, your discipline. Spiritual discipline. Now there is ceremony, which is much, I wouldn't say much. There is a connection to your discipline through ceremony, which is specifically engaged to give you a higher self-reflective nature of being. You go to temple, you go pilgrimage, you're lighting a candle with, you know, certain vision or desire, you know, to manifest in your life. You know, to find your way out of chaos through forgiveness. You light a candle, you meditate, you know, you go to temple, you go to pilgrimage, you separate yourself out of this dense reality just to find, you know, this clarity through ceremony. And this to me, I think is what I'm seeing here, that this 8th of April, this eclipse is going to be a profound moment of clarity. And to engage yourself in ceremony, I'm highly recommending to start visualizing how that might look. Could be, again, around a fire. It could be with a group of people. It could be mass meditation. It could be singing bowls or chanting or making love or, you know, all the above. You know, just it's like, what can we do to find ourselves in the zero point of non-time during the eclipse that we can open our heart, open our mind to our super omni-virtual expression of life, to bring in these new codes, these new light and sound codes, and to our omni-virtual expression of ones and zeros manifesting your omnipresence, you know, creating this new platform through our heart chakra, a new platform of negotiation. You know, redefining and redefining who we are in our essential being, so we can see more clearly and have more of an expressive nature in nature itself, not in this delusion or illusion, freeing ourselves, you know, finding the door to the cage, or as I've often shared, seeing that cage just disappear, Cage Bird, White Bird must fly, she will die. It's a beautiful day. So this is the course of action I'll be taking starting Monday. We get to the halfway point between the two eclipses. I will be going into my discipline of ceremony, going fasting, and just really, just really trying to create, not trying, you try and try and try, but trying keeps you away from it. Creating an element of expression that will be more cohesive to the eclipse. Fasting, being very, very aware of what I'm intaking in all of my fields of expression, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, kind of really being kind of in this monastic hermitage for 7 days. Still be doing my daily life, but I'm going to be doing it with more of expressive awareness. Definitely focusing on my diet and drinking enough water and not being thrown into this whirlwind of the internets, So we'll see how things are going to be transpiring here next Friday. I'll have an update. I'm also going to be building my pyramid. I got all my, and that finally after a year and 4 months, I got all my, I found a welder that can weld copper in there. Got my connectors and my capstone for this pyramid I'll be building and putting it over my berry circle and my berry grove, and I'm going to activate it during the eclipse. So that'll be interesting. And so this preparation, I just feel that this is something major occurring here. I mean, just to really, again, it's a Monday, maybe take a wellness day and just go to the beach, go to the waterfall, go to the ocean, go to the river, go to somewhere that's sacred. In the city, go find your park bench that you can find, find your, or find to be lost at last. Find yourself being lost at last, whatever that means to you. Lost to this absolute rapidity of controlled agenda of fear, chaos, and despair. And you can, again, only until you're lost can you find your way home. Home, your true sense of being, your true reflection of life, your passion, this conduit of your higher oversoul. Not only you're channeling your energy, but you're channeling, this universal conscious grid. Crystalline conscious grid that we're all tying into. This is the meeting place. This is all, we're all going to meet up in this conscious grid of this higher awareness. And we will co-create a brand new expression of life never ever seen before in galactic history. It's what they're hoping for. Conrad.
Yes. The countdown is on. Ready for the biggest shakeup of 2024. Being positive despite the mayor pre-2024, never before do I remember such about where we're headed in the coming year. As we're seeing these days, all over the internet, we find remarkably grim predictions in both mainstream and in the alternative media, as well as in videos channeled by people we read and have headlines as, "Are you ready for the end of the world?" That's got to be the worst one. Worldwide financial crash in 2024. VW3 is inevitable. War with China. Shai is looking over the world. People are freaking out using drugs or until others are either totally unaware of all that is happening or are willfully ignoring it and pretending nothing different is happening. A new humanity is being born, in my view, and then there are those who are doing the best to keep what's going on in the world, just not giving in to this. How we know that, no, this is not the end. Not how many others are envisioning. We have a knowing inside that the world as we know it is dying for sure. But it is not the end of humanity. In fact, we're aware of something miraculously new for humanity is actually being born during these tumultuous days, with this old feeding world is dying and people are waking up like never before to the counter of the dark forces, to the small entity groups that control the dark forces, continue to create war after war across our globe. Increasingly, numbers of us are clearly seeing now the ideas of division and hatred are not distinguished through the media and social outlets. We are no longer letting ourselves be drawn into that consciousness. We are aware of the lies that constantly assail us every direction and are no longer leaving them. And when we can see, we are protesting or pushing back against all of it. We are turning over on being broken down remnants of society and creating our own communities, which are learning how to live, focusing on love and respecting cooperation. The new earth is being born. Perhaps most importantly, there are more and more of us. Momentum to be able to extend in our ability and move into momentum. Countless blogs and seals now showing online about the new earth that is coming into being as the planet moves ever more quickly into the cosmos, eliminating the high frequency waves of light. They are explaining that the old earth has to collapse and die because new higher frequencies of 5D earth is birth. So I'm seeing all the talk of ascension is increasing our awareness and understanding where we want to be and where we want to go, which is an awareness that we create our reality by what we focus on. And focusing on the new reality of ascension, which is one of love and participation and cooperation. I'm looking for them to put out some of the fires of the conflicts that are going on around the globe, moving towards a reality of working and communicating, of loving communication with all groups of people. So we're gonna, this will be an interesting year. That's my final conclusion on that. Yeah.
Well, definitely. I mean, this is the end of this old, of the world as we know it. as we know it, as we know it to be. And it's a stage play. I mean, this whole thing has been set up again. Their modus operandi as deep state is to create this staged reality. Again, it's the hologram. This is the AI, the organic AI, the staged reality. They created it through their vessel of finite time, substract, construct, and abstract of reality here, time. To absolutely create this illusion. I mean, I'm not sure how more I can explain it. It keeps us tethered. You know, lockstep. You know, it's like having one shoe nailed to the floor and you're going around and around, but going nowhere fast. Because it's what we believe to be true. You know, it's just an old playground. It's a mind trap. Our mind's been weaponized to just accept this is reality. This is reality. This is our reality. We have no way out. You know, this is a mind trap, a minefield. And to manifest it as a very severe realm of insecurity, you know, fear, pain, chaos, keeps it alive, keeps us insecure and divided and conquered and, you know, into our weaponized left side of the brain. Just trying to survive what it thinks it needs to survive. We've surrendered our true will, our true sense of being into this insecurity. Just accepting everything that we're told to be true, you know, just like, you know, all the, like the latest with this Baltimore Bridge. I mean, it's on the Mason-Dixon line. It's a main transport for our toxic wastes and precious commodities and metals, and they had to take it out, you know, to create again this deceit and control, and to create and garner more income, and it's just like it's just never ending, and we buy into it. And, oh, this happened, not just happened. You know, open your eyes and have ears to hear and go do your research. Are we conspirators? Because we do our research and then we compile our information from witnesses and experts and, you know, we're conspirators. Because it's not what the mainstream media is telling us. It's not what NPR, National Propaganda Radio, owned by BlackRock, is telling us. You know, this is the control mechanism that keeps us in a state of depravity. I really like the fact that, you know, the analogy of the hot air balloon. And, you know, it's our nature to ascend. It's our nature to reach for greater aspirations and creative endeavors of our passion. It's our nature, ascension. So we get in this hot air balloon. We finally retreat into the hot air balloon. We're awakening. You know, we want to see beyond this peripheral vision of this ground, ungrounded deceit on this temporal zone. You want to rise above it. We're done. Waking up. Doing the 180. Haven't quite done it yet. Doing the 180. We're seeking answers or alternatives to what we're being told. We're being programmed. The implants that are being put into our DNA as viruses. The insecurity of our fear and chaos, and, you know, we're looking for alternatives here. So we finally are in our ascension vehicle, the hot air balloon. We want to ascend. We want to know more. We want to see what's happening. But it's our nature. You know, it's our nature to be of this passionate, creative will, this new expression of life, with the benevolence and benefit of humanity. They're all co-creating this new crystalline grid. It's our nature. It's our nature to be in nature. So we're on the new journey. You know, we're starting the 180 here. And we're doing our pilgrimage, our spiritual pilgrimage. We may still be at work and still be, you know, locked and loaded in society, but our heart is in this pilgrimage. Or, you know, we're re-signaturing the sacred male and divine feminine side of the brain. We're re-signaturing it. You know, it is the process. So we in this analogy, we put everything that we think we need through our spiritual discipline of life into this basket. And we're in the basket. We've done our checklist 5 times because we're going to miss something. Finally, we're looking at this rope. It's holding the balloon. The balloon wants to ascend. We want to ascend, but we're tethered with fear and chaos, with this rope, trepidation. Finally, we get the courage. This is the courage and the will and the absolute, you know, integrity to seek out a higher form of expression, to drop the rope. And the rush of the balloon ascending and get the butterflies and you get this kind of like, it's a transformative, you know, caterpillar to butterfly here. The chrysalis of just seeing the transformation, starting to get a better vision and vista as the balloon rises above the chaos, out of the fog. Well, not quite. You kind of see the parting, but you're not quite there. And the balloon stops. Absolutely just stops. Starts spinning. Counterclockwise. And you're trying to figure out what the hell, man? And you're checking everything. You got checking the ballast and the balloon or air. But it refuses to go higher than 50 meters. Finally, you walk over to the edge and you're just kind of in despair going, what the hell is going on here? All of a sudden you see 50 sandbags holding you back. All of these are representative of some karmic subjugation. It's karmic trauma, programming, implants, virals, contagions, belief structures, what it should have, could have, trying to, you know, relationships in life that are unresolved. Holding you back. Balloon wants to go. Balloon full wants to go, but they got these sandbags. And this is the ascension process. Ascension symptoms. We have to address these issues. Again, empty thy cup. Of all of these ambiguities and false doctrines and false ideals and, again, programs and implants. That we have been just garnering the entire life through being processed through the colleges and universities to fill a plug. You know, this just being processed from our familial lineage with all these karmic encumbrances of anger and fear and subjugation and just pillaging and, you know, emotional pillaging. We have these hooks. Emotional hooks, unresolved. This is where we're cleaning out the closet of all the skeletons that we packed in and, you know, cleaning all the dust up from under the carpet that we swept under to avoid reality and, you know, facing the wolves that we're staying 3 steps ahead of, realizing it's all an illusion. We created an illusion and now we're dispelling the illusion. You want to ascend. It's our true nature to ascend. We're not just ascending, but there is an ascension process. Coming to your full light, spectral vision of your essential being, of your true essence of being, spectral being, a rainbow of just this prismatic understanding. The rainbow that's cast from your prism, where you have all this creative will and ability to just manifest a brand new expression of life. So, in a way never ever seen before in galactic history, because we are now facing this pathogen of control and domination, that deep state's dark. When I say deep state, it goes higher than that. But the deep state are just the puppeteers, the puppet masters. Their agenda, that's been in rule for millennia on and off the planet, just controlling, controlling the different cultures and races throughout this galaxy, is what we are attesting and atoning to a new value. The antigen, not allowing the subjugation, the division of the right and left side of the brain, divine feminine, sacred male, divine feminine being divided in sacred male being conquered into its survival, having to do an emotional lobotomy just to maintain some essence of being. We are creating the antigen, brand new expression of our passion, sensuality, and sexuality, true emotional value. Conrad.
Yes. Major events will occur, only those who are ascending will feel the symptoms. Blessed to be here today. It has been a while since I came to this panel. As you know, I always spend a lot of time in meetings, and in, we usually discuss thoughts of the ascension that's going on Earth. And we scan every country on your planet, checking for any negative activity. You know by now there are many things that are going on behind the scenes. We are doing a lot of work and many making sure that the ascension process is going as safely as possible without interruption from the negative forces. They are constantly trying to stop or slow down your process, and we are doing our best to come away as far as we can from you. Your reality is changing swiftly. In fact, it will continue to change because you are on the way to a new dimension. No matter what Archetype has been doing, we're trying to do, like they recently created chaos when they created an explosion in Lebanon and then contributed to the cause of flood and different cultural problems in China. With other events on Mother Earth, they can't stop the process, and we will not let them. Please remember to do your daily meditations and try to stay in high vibrations by connecting with nature, smiling, doing things, be in the moment, and by not dwelling in the past to the future. Viking?
Oh, yes. Well, this is, again, it's a meditation. Being in a meditative state, being in your spiritual discipline does not mean you have to be a vegan or a yogi or, meditate 5 hours a day or run off to a cave to be a sadhu or to find your passion. This is meditation. This, you know, there's so many yogas, karma, hatha, prana, jnana. You know, and there's dozens. These yogi, you know, yoga being the path to your higher awareness, your samadhi, your bliss. What puts that smile on your face and kicking your step in the morning? You're out of bed and the first thing you want to do is grab a paintbrush or go garden after you shower and have your cup of tea or coffee and maybe 5 minutes of salutation. You know, just being grateful for another beautiful day. And you're out the door, just can't wait to chalk on the chalkboard, tune a violin, go surfing, go bird watching. Whatever it is, it gives your passion. This is meditation. This is your spiritual discipline. Again, ceremony is like this pilgrimage where you go off to do the special act, special atonements. You know, again, it's a pilgrimage from the mind, body, and soul. You know, it's just you're just separating yourself out into a state of clarity by letting everything that you're used to just step aside, you know, but being in your discipline and meditating and being in nature is so important. So again, keep on, you know, going back to the fact that, you know, people are waiting for something to happen. Waiting, you know, this to be saved or, you know, just waiting for this solar flash or waiting for this galactic intervention or waiting. You can't be waiting. Waiting for keeping you in this extended animation of your own illusion. Because you are the one you're waiting for. We are creating it now. So we can create a temporal zone or singularity in our energetics on this planet and this personal consciousness that can uplink to this higher expression of life and that the galactics can then come down and share. They will be sharing what we are creating. And they will be part of this creation. As we will co-create this together, but we have to get to that frequency, that resonance, that oscillation, the light and sound, one zeros coming from our oversoul, not being stuck in this artificial ones and zeros, the programs and implants of the hologram, this matrix, this AI. Which then becomes organic AI because we manifest it into reality. This is the awakening. And in the awakening, in the wake of the awakening is the ascension. It's like the healing is the wake of the resolve of our programming is the healing, is the wake. Because it comes from true understanding, compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. We have to have the resolve for that to occur. Can't just focus on the healing or focus on the ascension. You'll never get there. You'll just be going round and round and round, going nowhere fast, like a skip in the record. Same old skip. Same old skip. Same old skip. In order to get past that skip, you have to really just redefine and re-atone. Redefine who you are and why you're here. Remember who you are and why you're here. And get on task and get on board. What do you have to lose versus what you have to gain? What's the worst that can happen is only your structure of fear. Because I want to know what's the best that we can achieve as a human race on this planet. Conrad.
Yes. Well, your own discernment on what really matters to you. Don't let them distract you from their goal, your goal of ascension. We are watching you from above. And every step of the way you are taking towards the golden age, our council, the Galactic Federation, are making sure the project is going on forward and safe and full of these. You are the first ones who are going through by taking your physical body with you to higher dimensions. So that the transformation in your bodies are going to continue. You are just, you just need to stay in the moment and go with yourself and not worry about tomorrow. Please remember to express your gratitude to Mother Earth, who has been giving us a home many thousands of years ago. He's already moved to the fifth dimension, and the essence is still here in 3D, helping you to ascend to the dimension. We are doing our part. Please do yours by fulfilling your mission here. Some of you are still not awake. One day, you're going to open your eyes to start paying attention to your surroundings. And to all positive things around you, and never give power to the negative things that have happened. We are all eliminating possibilities with many catastrophic events occurring in the nuclear explosions we are seeing now by the thousands and making them inoperable. That are about to, we're about to happen. I spend so much time in meetings. We constantly discuss how and what is the easiest and most useful way to help bring the patient to the earth. We are doing our absolute best. Please do your cultural. This reality of 3D matrix is getting dissolved with 3D. A new world is forming one day at a time, and it's going to switch to 5D all at once. All of these bad memories and events evolving that you have experienced are going to be washed away from your mind, like the sound the ocean wave hitting the sand on the beach. A new life is going to blossom. This will make you and the rest of the world happy by living in a peaceful and prosperous life. Planet, everything and put against and your free will, like the wearing of masks or keeping social distance. So, time for you to see and feel and be joyful and be excited about the upcoming new existence of humanity that we have been waiting for so long for. Other civilizations are observing and watching and curious about what is going on the ascension process on Earth. You are the first ones who will be ascending with physical bodies. Black family going to this place behind the sentiments that we are happy to assist you with. I am Mira and happy to come here and give you this insight on what is really going on right now on Earth. I am looking forward to reconnecting with you again. Thank you. Channeled by Elena Velasquez. Thank you very much. We will be bringing a information announcement as their relief and getting time to be here. It's a very positive time. And that basically is my summation for my cosmic report. It's positive as long as you're not really able to see it. It's going to make it forward. Okay.
Well, yes. I mean, and again, where does pain, chaos, fear, insecurity exist? Where does that exist? Where do those ones and zeros of the programming exist in this hologram? If you're involved in a hologram, you will be involved in this pain and chaos and trauma and suffering. And this is the temporal zone that was created to manifest this controlled agenda to subjugate us. It's like with what Miro is saying, that the traumas will disappear and dissipate, and all these are implants. Traumas are implants into your conscious awareness. Only exists with the frequency of those ones and zeros that are in this finite temporal reality. This organic AI, this matrix. You know, through the ascension, again, the awakening, ascension process or the awakening, these drop away. They're only control mechanisms that are just, they're weaponized and emotional, implants, weaponized. And they only exist if you're in their temporal zone of existence. In other words, if you believe what you're seeing and what you're being told and being programmed to understand to be true, then that will become your reality. You will be in full view of these emotional PTSD traumas of your karmic ambiguity. They only exist because you believe they're they only exist because you believe them to exist. That's their, what they're counting on, what they're banking on. I mean, this is, I'm trying to understand this. I'm just starting to see this for the first time in this way where traumas can disappear if you leave this format. Your traumas through understanding and compassion and forgiveness because of this higher Christ consciousness of your divinity, of your true essence of being, the traumas are gone. Even the essence and memory of traumas are gone. Because they only exist because you're still programmed and plugged into this reality. Again, the healing is the wake of resolve. And then the resolution we have with the awakening. And then the awakening we have the ascension. The ascension that we are ascended beings. We are reformatting this plateau prior to this experiment. But we are bringing in brand new signets based on the experiments and the mission on this planet. Brand new signets of expression. Again, we are de-weaponizing the emotional subtle body, bringing full central and sexual value of our creative will. This is the mission statement and protocol and call to arms that we've all signed up for. The best of the best of the best. We are the ground crew. We are boots on the ground. This is what they're counting on. We're their main team here. We are their, just like, it's like having some weird, you know, athletic sports. And there's their side and there's our side. And we're going back and forth on the playing field. They're scoring a goal. We're scoring a goal. They're scoring a goal. We're scoring a goal. We're blocking this. They're blocking that. We're, you know, it's like, and they're on our side of the playing field in the bleachers cheering us on as we make these maneuvers. And the other side of the playing field is the dark arts, you know, trying to thwart and counter our moves But, you know, again, we just have to get off the playing field. We have to rise above it. They're cheering us on to rise above it. No longer integrate into their matrix. This is the awakening. Conrad. Conrad? Conrad?
Yes.
Yes. You're on.
Oh, okay.
We've got a few minutes. Let's make it short, this line. You can just do...
Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'll just put that. To make a weather report that I published on December 25th. We came from doing it in a new paradigm. Brexit and everything's happening in Europe. A lot was going on at that time. And it's been an ongoing flow of things started and people working together and making some headway. And then experience where things go backwards a little bit because of a local conflict going on. But it's because somebody has attained the title, like a royal or something, and then they decide that it's going to have more power by attacking the neighboring county, as we would call it here, the neighboring process. And then humanity takes a minor step backwards. And that's been our history on here, on the people, average people, waffling, not being forced to stay on. And so therefore, longer, and then these other groups that are coming here, and they like rented quite a few of them, trying to lend the experience they've had a longer history of and advanced their technology, and they want to share their technology. They want us to do it in a peaceful and productive way so that everybody benefits from it. So I see that the ascension phase we're in now is jumping forward into a higher level of understanding. It's like I've noticed since I'm doing this show, somebody gives me a list of 7 or 10 last names, Johnson, Wallace, you know, just a random list of names. About 20 minutes, I can repeat it back in the same order. But so a couple minutes later, it falls back out of my head, and I can only remember two of them. So it's like as we ascend, we're getting a place where we can hold on to conscious topic and apply them and understand. Ascending is partly understanding what it is we're doing. We're moving up higher awareness of love and being in the heart and not standing on your head to come up with hair-breaking scheme. I mean, I don't, probably a better way to put it, but anyway, that's kind of where I am with what's going on right now in the world.
Well, yes, it's really true. I mean, it's when you're stuck in your thinking modality, it's very limiting because it's the mind trying to create and to be part of this scape of what has been programmed to believe be true or what it's being programmed to remember. You drop out of that, and that's finite. You drop into your infinite expression. You're coming from your higher oversoul where you're Kosh and everything ever were and everything you ever are and everything that you will be exists becomes a vision. It's no longer thinking. You have a vision of life. You have a understanding. You just get it. You see it. You just know it to be true. You know it to be true. You're not trying to develop this false security of what you're trusting, you know, to get you through. But yeah, as we start to, as a race on this planet, start to garner more awareness, understanding of our higher of our higher oversoul, our higher potent, and become aware of our mission that we signed up for here, who we are and why we're here. They will throw more dirty bombs at us. Dirty bombs being whatever, false flag. I'm not talking about nuclear weapons, but just anything to thwart us and to keep us locked into our fear of pain and chaos. This is the only weapon that they have, is these false flags, you know, and these implants and these viral contagions of insecurity and fear. This, you know, just to understand that when these start to happen, like Baltimore Bridge, it's just another false flag trying to maintain their survival. That's all it is, maintaining their survival. Because more they can garner our attention keeps a lot. The withdrawal of our attention, you know, is basically robbing them of their life force. You know, by unifying as a crystalline consciousness and no longer allowing them to feed upon us, they will implode. It's that simple. Anyway, this has been another session of the Interstellar Earth Alliance Down the Rabbit Hole Galactic Perspective. Joined today with William Conrad Zeidervelt. This is the Viking. We are boots on the ground. We are the silent army. We are hand in hand. No one gets left behind. Hold true and hold fast. Buckle up, buttercup. We're in for a wild ride. Take care. It's the Viking signing off.
Natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Interrupt your normally scheduled programming to bring you this important broadcasting announcement.
Now is the time to explore your greatest potential, embracing truth, health, and wellness while discarding the system and exposing its corruption. Experience true freedom every Saturday.